It is 93.3 WMMR, Everything That Rocks. Ryan Shuttleworth here, and today I have the distinct pleasure of speaking with a true vocal enchantress. In 2002, she crossed the country from her home in Albany, New York, to the City of Angels in Los Angeles to chase the musical dream. A couple years later, she connects with bandmate Chris Howorth, and in this moment was born. The music's captivating, the visuals are a theatrical wonder, they're just really out of this world. I love these guys so much. They're currently celebrating studio album number 7, entitled Mother, released a few months back, and I'm so excited to have the wonderful Maria Brink, frontwoman of In This Moment, on the line. Maria, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much for your kind words, and it's cool to hear all that. I like it. I'm good. How are you?
Please, they're merited. They're absolutely merited. First and foremost, given the madness that is the year 2020, just making sure hope everything's well with you and your family. You're staying safe during all the craziness.
Yeah, we are. I think we're getting a little bit more. I'm in New York, so I think we were really bad in the beginning, but now it's getting a little bit more safe feeling and not glued to the television anymore, trying to get back to, you know, focusing on creativity and things like that.
I do want to say, I remember the exact moment I was introduced to In This Moment. I was at the Mayhem Fest 2010. It was Camden, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It was insanely hot and humid in July. I'm trying to sit side stage with my buddies, drinking some cold adult beverages, and out walks his band, and I see this woman. And I'm like, all right, this is pretty cool. Let's see what they got. And then I hear this woman, and it just blew me and the rest of the crowd away. Everybody has a story about how they get into, you know, rock music and how they want to be a part of this community. What is your story? How did you get into this?
I mean, for me, I think a lot of people who get into metal personally, or, you know, heavy metal or rock and roll, I had a pretty crazy life growing up, you know, so a lot of pain and some tragedy and things like that. So I think, like, when I started to realize I wanted to get into music and things like that, and trying to pick, like, where I wanted to go, especially where I was at that part of my life, I just had so much emotion and pain and all these things built up with inside of me. And I think that the way they came out because of my life that I was living was more on the side of what metal and rock and roll feel like, you know. It wasn't happy and too poppy or butterfly. It was like, you know, that stuff. And it's like, I think we all get that feeling once in a while where you're so upset or you're so stressed that you just want to, like, scream because you can't take it anymore. I mean, really, that's the theory of, like, how I kind of started doing what I do within all this, just the emotional place that I was in and how I needed to let out that anger and darkness and all that stuff that I had built up with inside of me.
I love that. And I love how, you know, as everybody grows, and especially, you know, with any band, and your band in particular, there's this growth to it. There's this range of emotions. There is the sad, there is the angst, and there's a lot of things that come into it. And I really see this on the latest record. We're jumping a decade later, and we're on number 7 with Mother, released in late March. In your own words, for the uninitiated, how would you describe this record, Mother?
Really the right evolution for where we needed to go. I mean, each time we go to do an album, we want to expand. We want to go into a place of growth, you know, find something in ourselves that we haven't done before. I definitely don't like to do the same thing over and over. So I'm proud of where we are in this. I think for a little while, we kind of did some funner stuff, and there was a little bit of campy stuff in there and stuff like that. But I think this album had a lot more of a serious tone, more of a powerful tone. And you could just, I think, kind of hear the maturity in the band as far as, like, where we were evolving to. And I am proud of it. And, you know, life isn't, we were talking about screaming, you know, you don't want to scream all the time. You want to have diversity and be honest with, like, whatever it is you're going through in your life. So I think that this album had a really kind of roundabout of emotions and kind of takes you on those different journeys.
I love that, because my feeling with it, I've listened to the album a couple times straight through, and I just love the atmosphere of it. Like, you can really, in certain times, lose yourself in it. And I just think that's one of the beautiful things about it. It is worth noting, though, the record was released on March 27th, and we're in the middle of this global pandemic. Everything is starting to shut down. Everybody's self-quarantining. Yeah. I don't wish this kind of thing on anybody, but, you know, what is it like putting out a record during the middle of all this?
Yeah, I mean, we were really not sure if we were supposed to release the album. Like, should we wait? Should we not wait? What should we do? But, and we were getting ready to leave for tour. But we just felt like, you know, everyone needs some sort of distraction in hard times. You know, we need to, where the news is filled with chaos and we're all afraid. And, you know, I mean, especially in the beginning of COVID, I was so fixated on like, oh, you know, nervous, thinking it was the end of the world. So we wanted to give people that escape. Like you said, when you listen to the album, like, you know, we wanted to take people away, you know. So whether or not you're watching a good movie or you're going a long car ride or you're listening to, closing your eyes, listening to an album, like we wanted to be able to have people kind of go into another place during all this. So we're grateful we released it. We're figuring out great ways to stay connected with all of our fans through all this. And we're getting all their feedback from the music and the songs. And I'm a really private person. I don't do like live streams a lot or like certain things and this and that. But I am kind of pushing myself out of my comfort zone too to kind of adapt with this new world. You know, we got to think of new ways to be connected with our fans when we're not on the road.
Well, speaking on those lines, are there any ideas to kind of do something with that? I mean, you know, bands out there are, you know, they're streaming concerts and there are maybe little opportunities here and there. Is there anything in the pipeline? I know you guys are very visual. That's why I think an in this moment type of situation with that would just be amazing.
For me, it just needs to really look good. In this moment, we are talking about doing a possible stream concert, and we're all separated, though, throughout the country. We don't live in the same place, so we're just trying to figure out, like, how's the best way to do this. But we definitely are going to do that, and we're talking about it. And I'm investigating all these new worlds and new things, even this, like, Twitch world. I'm just learning about Twitch right now. I mean, to me, every time I go into Twitch, I feel like I'm in a Black Mirror episode. I'm like, what? I can't believe this is so... Have you ever been on Twitch yet?
Oh, yeah.
It is so surreal to me. But, you know, I'm just kind of learning what are the different routes and you know, considering doing my own. I don't play video games, so mine would be more of my own format and my own type of thing, probably dance or singing or performing. I don't know what yet, but I'm definitely looking at things and exploring avenues that I've never explored before.
I love that the wheels are turning. That's a beautiful thing, that the wheels are just going in your mind.
Yeah, it is.
There are two songs I want to highlight on the record. You are no stranger to collaboration. There are many times you've lent your vocals to other records, and even on this one, folks joining the collaborative format. The first, I like to call this the Femme Fatale rendition of Queen's We Will Rock You. So it has the pipes of one Miss Maria Brink, Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, and Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless. How the hell does that come about?
I mean, I always loved Queen. I grew up with Queen. My mom loved Queen. She always had all the records. And then I got, you know, to an age where I started realizing, wow, like Freddie Mercury is completely fabulous and like so amazing on every level. So I fell in love with Queen as well. And when we were thinking about covering the song, I mean, obviously you can't make the song better. It's one of those just timeless anthem songs the whole world knows. So we figured if we were gonna do it, you know, we have to do it with a twist and just try to do something different, you know. And I thought, if I'm gonna try to do this, you know, maybe I need to have some wow factors in it. And I really wanted to do something where I could come together with other women and we can do something empowering. So, you know, I have a lot of respect and I look up both to Lizzie and Taylor. I think they're both really powerful queens. I wanted to have more women on this as well, but the timing just didn't really let that happen. But when I reached out to both of them, they really responded well. And when I first heard it back with all of us, I goosebumps. I knew it was like special. And so it's a real honor to have this kind of empowering moment with them. And I really hope someday we get to do a video for it or play it live together, because it does feel really, really special.
I love the bond you guys have. I mean, Lizzie is from Pennsylvania. She's great friends with the station. And I can go on for days about how wonderful and gracious she is.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
With the Pretty Reckless, those guys are absolutely stellar. But they are keeping very good company with the talents of Maria Brink. So I just love how, you know, how you all are just lifting each other up.
Yeah, and I think it's important to be that example, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. There is one song that I'm a little bit more interested on the guest vocals, and I think they mean a little bit more, and that'd be the title track of Mother. That has two very special guest vocalists. Would you care to say who they are and kind of what that song means to you?
Oh, sure. Those are my mothers. So right before we went in to do this album, my grandfather, who was my father, so my father wasn't in the picture, so my grandpa stepped in. And he's like the hero of the whole family. And he's a war hero. He's a Marine. And he just was there for all of us through everything. And the last 10 years of his life, he lived with us. And my mom took care of him. And So they were really close, and he was our world, and my mother was his world. So my grandfather passed with all of us with him right before I went in to do this album. So that song was kind of a tribute to my grandfather, letting him know that I'm going to take good care of my mother, and a tribute to my mother, letting her know that she's not alone and that I'm always going to be there to support her and you know, be that constant in her life.
I really relate to that. I grew up single mother, and my grandparents raised me. And I know you spoke before in the past about, you know, when you were younger, either sitting in the parking lot of concerts or being at these shows with your mom. Is there any one memory at a rock show with her that really stands out, that kind of puts you on this path?
Gosh, there's so many moments. I mean, I think that I'm a singer and I do what I do because she took me to all those concerts. I really do. She took me. I got to see Tina Turner when I was little, Stevie Nicks. I got to see so many different acts. And I think that seeing my mom, like you just said, you know, dancing, and she was so mesmerized by all these powerful women. And I saw these women doing this up there. So I think it really, like, put that in my brain. I can't remember a specific one that I'd have to pick as my favorite. I was blown away by Tina Turner, though, I tell you that much. You know, I'm like 5 years old. She was just so powerful, and her heels just tearing it up there. And I'm like, what is this? Who is this woman? You know, so I think that might be a moment that really stuck with me. But there's just so many moments when it comes to my mom and my other mother, because I have two mothers. She plays acoustic guitar. She's always doing music. She sings so much. So I think I've just been really influenced by them.
I love where it's coming from. It's coming from the heart, and it's definitely showing over this record. And that's, you know, one of its strongest suits. Couple more questions for you. Everybody's, you know, finding different ways to keep themselves occupied. Everybody has had hobbies or got hobbies because of the madness that's around us. For you, is it, if I'm correct in saying, it's painting and tending to your plant coven? Is that correct to say?
I live in a jungle right now because I have a giant tree in my living room. I love plants and I love green and nature. And so I never get to have them because they die when I'm gone on tour and things like that. So it is really beautiful to have an entire house filled with. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to go back on the road. I'm going to have to get like a plant babysitter. But that, and I'm becoming a better cook. I'm painting better. I'm becoming a better piano player. I'm trying to get better at technical things. So I'm definitely trying to work on bettering myself. Now I'm trying to get physically back into, I think I got a little lazy there for a little bit. So I'm trying to actually do yoga more now. And I started some Tai Bo.
Nice.
Tai Bo. I like.
Given Billy Blanks his cue. That's awesome.
I don't even know. I'm just like trying to do everything I can to like make sure I'm taking care of myself. So when I go back on the road, I can, you know, be strong still, not go out there and just like pass out after the first song.
Now, are you one of those types that as soon as September hit, you got Halloween decorations out and getting all excited for that, or do you hold back a little bit?
Oh yeah, I'm a East Coast person, so fall for me is my favorite. I love Halloween, and again, like we don't usually get to be home for the season of Halloween and like having this. So I definitely will be doing my decorating, like, you know, jack o' lanterns everywhere, and I love Halloween so much, and all of the hay stacks and the corn things. I love all of that. So I will 100% be decorating. This is my favorite season.
I would love to walk up and trick-or-treat to the Brink household. That must be just madness, and I would love every second of it. So, obviously, the music industry taking a hit with the COVID situation. If somebody wanted to support you, the band, your crew, what are the best ways to do that?
I think when we go to have a live stream concert, you know, maybe attending that, we did have a crew shirt that we had out that we were giving all of our proceeds to our crew, because we really love our crew, and they're like, became our family, and they're all out of work, too. So it's just like if you see any specials or any charity things that we're doing or any other bands, I think that, you know, just staying in contact with us. And if we do offer up things or buying merch while we're off tour, those are all things that could definitely help bands right now.
Absolutely. Always want to support those out there, especially the road crews, the hardest working members of rock and roll.
Oh, yeah. We can't do what we do without them. I mean, that's a fact.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, they're so important. Yeah.
One final question. I kind of want to make it full circle here. You spoke about being younger and just being, you know, really empowered by, you know, the likes of Tina Turner and Stevie Nicks. I brought up the first time that I saw in this moment, and there was a memory for me, one of the last times that I saw you. So it was the same venue in Camden that Mayhem was. It was, you know, a year or two ago. You went from the side stage to the main stage. You guys had the entire audience, all eyes on you. I'm on the lawn, and I see this young girl with her mom. She couldn't have been older than, I don't know, 10. And her eyes were just wide and glued to the stage, and you could just tell what a special moment it was for her. If you could give that little girl any message, what would it be?
I love that. You know, we have a lot of young, we have a lot of women fans, a lot of male fans, and we do have a lot of young fans too. We have a lot of queens too. We love our drag queens. But I think that just, I love little girls there because I was that little girl at the concert. So just her seeing me as an example that she can do and be anything that she wants. So I think that that's what I love. Sometimes I pull them up on stage and things like that, but I love to just be an example for people to, A, turn your pain into power, and B, just like that they can create anything they want. I'm a full believer of people being able to manifest anything that they want in their lives, and overcoming that feeling of being a victim and just turning that into more of a powerful thing within yourself and learning from that and then coming out better on the other side. So that's what I'd probably say. And I do say that to little girls. I have little kids that follow me and stuff like that. And I do try to be an example and care. I mean, I actually consciously changed. And I think I naturally just evolved as well within myself. Because, you know, when I started in the scene, I was like a girl, and now I'm like a woman. And I went through a whole journey in the last 15 years of being in the music scene. And I think that I was seeing these young girls showing up to my shows, dressing up as me when I was like in my horror video, wearing like the hat and like barely anything on and this and that. And when I'm like on a set and I'm doing all that stuff, it's one thing. But when I see these little young girls trying to come to my show dressed like that, walking up all by themselves, I'm like worried people are going to harass them. I'm like, I've sent people outside with like some of my little sweaters on my bus to like give them to people while they're waiting in line. But I realize they're just inspired by this and they want to dress up and they want to be confident. And when it's women, it doesn't bother me. But when it's like a 12-year-old girl doing it, I'm like, oh my goodness. So what I do love is that I evolved and how I started changing what I wear and how I hold myself and who I am. I watched our fans also evolving and wearing different types of things and this and that. So I think that while I empower myself, I want to empower them as well.
It's such a great thing to see you guys evolve and become what you are now. And the sky's the limit for you guys. So great to watch you grow, and I look forward to watching you grow even beyond what this is now. And I look forward to a live show from In This Moment whenever it comes around. So for the time being, go pick up Mother however you can get it, digitally, physically, however it is. Support the band. Maria, thank you so much for the time. It really means the world.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for being on this journey with us and seeing us all the way from Mayhem to just recently. And I can't wait till we can see you again. And yeah, we're excited to get, like you said, get back out there sooner than later. And yeah, thank you very much and have a beautiful, blessed day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.